Okay, I have some life updates.
Okay.
I know you have a life update too.
But yours are more fun.
Well, mine is dating related.
Yeah, and that's what this podcast is about.
So, should we start with me? Or
Yeah.
do you want to do your update first?
No, we can do mine last. Yours is more important.
I don't know if that's true, but I think yours is more actually more important. Mine is just what this
Mine's more
podcast is
sad.
about. Yeah,
Mine's more sad.
mine's just okay. Just tell yours because people are going to be like listening, and then they're going to be like, "Why can't we just hear about this
Well,
sad thing
maybe they're going
first?"
to keep listening through till they find out. It's a tease.
Tease.
It's a tease.
Oh
We're
God.
going to edge them. I broke my
Ew.
leg.
So didn't at all. She just went in with no lube. Didn't even edge them.
Yeah, so I broke my leg.
Isn't it a specific? Didn't you break your fit?
I broke my fibula.
Okay.
Yes. I will not be riding a bike ever again in my life. Well, that's not true. I might just never be riding
Maybe
an
not in the city.
I might not be riding an e-bike ever again because that's what it was on.
You feel like you were going too fast? Is that the? I mean, I know what happened, but do you feel like that was part of the reason that it like?
No,
No.
it was because I was avoiding a crash.
Right, but then you're also on an e-bike, so you're going
Yeah.
faster than normal.
No. Like it was going through. Okay, so if you live in Chicago, I got an e-bike and I did the Lakefront Trail to North App Beach. If you know Chicago, or if you don't, there are tunnels to you go underneath a tunnel to then get to the beachfront, like the lakefront. So
Yeah.
I was going through, and it's a very short tunnel, like it's not
Yeah,
long
they're
at all.
small. Yeah.
What, 50 feet, 100 feet? I don't really know.
Don't ask me that shit.
Don't, yeah, I know.
I
I should have broke out my tape measure while I was laying on the ground.
Just roll over a few times, figure out how do it
Yeah.
with your body so you
Yeah.
know how long.
Girl math.
Girl
You
math.
know, you've seen all the TikToks of like how
Yeah.
women measure. I love it. Because we're
That's how
accurate
I
that way.
measure.
That's how I measure. Well, I
Yeah.
actually, that's a lie. I have a tape measure on my keys because my old
She's too
job,
cool, guys.
I know, because my old job, I had to measure so much stuff for the two o male
Yeah.
owners, and they wanted it down to like the millimeter. I couldn't just be
Yeah, for
like,
that you can't just like
yeah.
be like, this is the same size as my circumference of my arms.
Yeah, so I have it's still there. I should get rid of it, but it does come in handy. So I was going through the tunnel to go park the bike, and a guy was in front of me, and he like stopped all of a sudden, like slowed down really fast, and I was gonna hit him. So instead of hitting him, I slammed on my br like I hit my brakes, put my feet on the ground, and I fell to the side and heard a big crack.
Ooh.
They asked me if I were okay. It was a couple. They tried to help me up, and I was like, "I'm fine. I don't want your help." This actually, this do my therapist and I still need to talk about this. I sat there on the ground and wouldn't let anybody help me. Not one person helped me. I called my friend Julia, who I was meeting there to go on a Labor Day picnic for her birthday.
Oh
Like to
no.
celebrate her birthday, that was the day before. I call her and I was like, "Hey, I'm hurt. Can you come meet me?"
Yeah.
So I sat on the ground, like on my knees, on my knee, because I couldn't, like, I
Be
was
on your
terrified
foot,
to
yeah.
get up. And with probably 20 plus people asked me if they could help me. And
Yeah.
I was too embarrassed and too worried. And I didn't want somebody to try to help me up because I was worried they couldn't handle my weight. That like is a lot of it. And also the embarrassment and like
Yeah.
it was bad. So she got there. She sort of helped me. Not really. I think I just needed her
Just to be there.
to be there. Yeah, her
Yeah.
moral support. Her moral support was there. I made her go return my e-bike so I didn't get charged a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, because she kept trying not to. I was like, "No, go return that, please."
Yeah.
I'm about to have bills.
$500
Yeah,
later.
I'm about to have bills. Then I hobbled, barely putting any weight on her. I was like, I hobbled to up a ramp to a bench. I realized I didn't have my wallet because we were just going to the beach. I didn't need any money. I had all of it. And nor did I have my insurance card. Actually, I don't have a physical insurance card. Have no idea where it was.
I don't think a lot of people have one anymore, right? Well, isn't it all online?
Yeah, yeah. But I also didn't have my digital because I'm on new insurance since I switched, you know. I'm now, what am I? I'm an entrepreneur. I don't fucking know. I'm an independent contractor, whatever. So yeah. I now have, it's Obamacare, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's what I don't know what the real thing is now, or like the new term is.
I'm pretty sure it's still Obamacare, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I got it through the marketplace. Yeah. So, but I have ADHD and I don't open my mail. So I never got the card or signed up for the My Blue Cross Blue Shield account to download the insurance card.
Yeah.
So I called my mom, as I do when I get hurt, you know, because yeah. Dr. Leslie, she can diagnose me.
Yeah.
And I basically got her to tell me that I was okay to go home and ice it because it was just a sprain and I'd see what would happen. So then Julia wanted to help me home. I told her absolutely not.
Nikki!
I would not let her. And she goes, do you think that you're inconveniencing me? And I was like, no.
Which was a lie.
A lie, but I also didn't want her.
Oh, you
there.
Didn't think it was broke? Oh, you didn't want her there?
No, no. I just needed to be
alone.
Alone. I needed to.
That's
so
fair.
She got me in an Uber. My Uber got me home.
Yeah.
I waddled and cried up my steps and laid on my couch with some ice. And I called my mom and I let her see it some more. And she goes, that's no, broken. It's broken.
Oh, no.
I like, it's broken. So I found my thing. I called Blue Cross Blue Shield. I got my insurance card on my phone. I called an Uber, hobbled down the stairs, crying. Like I was in so much pain, I was throwing up. But I was, Julia did give me a baby edible to help with things because I was so nauseous when we were together.
Up?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I go to find, you know, new insurance. Haven't been to the doctor since I got it. Find the urgent care I can go to because it's Labor Day and I want to go to an urgent care, not an emergency room because of my shitty insurance and my high deductibles.
Right.
If you have those two, relatable. So it says it's open. I get there. They're closed.
No.
So, and I see it as I'm getting it there in my Uber. And he's like wanting to take me to the next.
An urgent care was closed?
Yeah, because it was in the Advocate, like, center where, like, there's all the offices, too.
Okay.
And so the whole building was closed.
Got it.
Great.
Okay.
Maybe you update your Google Google, you know? So I was like, you know what? I need to find another one that's going to take my insurance, like, I'll just call another Uber. Thank you. Like, yeah. He was like, are you sure? Like, so we did that. And then I went to one and luckily they could take an x-ray.
Okay.
They could take an x-ray and, they had me waiting there for a lot while the power went out while I was there.
Cool.
Uh-huh. While somebody next door was getting an EKG.
Okay.
It's so real fun. They come back. It is broken. I broke my fibula. They put me in a boot. They give me crutches and they're like, you can't take this off until you see an orthopedic surgeon. And you cannot walk. You are non-weight bearing. Keep this boot on till you can see somebody.
Yeah.
So, and no pain meds.
No pain meds.
No pain meds. Tylenol, ibuprofen. I could alternate them. And icing regularly. So I hobble. Oh, and then they're like, if you have stairs, you're going to need somebody to help you up those stairs.
Are you just crawling? Because that's what I would do.
No, I was
hopping.
I wish I should video it, actually, because I like basically take a step and then hold my weight on the railing
mm-hmm.
and then put my foot there and repeat. Okay. Like, I'm holding, like, I'm not putting my full weight on there. I've gotten really good at it. Really good at it. So, I go to the orthopedic surgeon. They're like, I think you might need surgery. By these x-rays, you're going to need surgery. We need to do another set of x-rays to make sure.
Jeez, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
So you had to do more?
I got more x-rays, and then I had to literally flamingo it and stand on my broken leg and put all my weight on there for these x-rays.
What?
To see if the space,
right?
To see if the space could get smaller, because it would look like the space was too wide between my bones because it was fractured horizontally.
Okay.
So luckily, no surgery needed.
Okay,
good. He's like the price of those x-rays all really was beneficial.
Yeah. Well,
making jokes, doc. Making jokes, okay?
I think that sounds like it was beneficial, though.
It was beneficial.
What if you had gone into surgery and then you didn't need it and then have to pay for that?
Yes. Then they gave me this tight-ass compression sock. I have to wear my boot. Non-weight-bearing. It was for 3 weeks. So I have another week. Well, by the time you hear this, I will be going to the doctor 2 days before to see if I can start walking on the boot. So 3 weeks, non-weight bearing.
Boots are made for walking.
And I've never felt uglier in my life.
Well, it's a little hard to feel attractive when you are at home on your couch. You can't be only on one foot. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. And then, I had to cancel a trip because of the stem thing. And then I was like, well, there's just another eight to 10 weeks of not dating.
Yeah.
I literally thought that.
You're going to have to FaceTime date in the COVID times.
I mean, I go in public now. You know, I'm giving myself 2 to 3 times a week in public for my mental health.
I think you could do a coffee date.
I roll up on a scoop, but I'm not feeling confident, so I'm not putting my best foot forward. I did could I put some funny prompts about my broken fibula on Hinge? I thought about that.
You definitely can. You don't need to be whole to be loved.
That's true.
Practice what you preach.
Actually, you know, normally when I feel the worst about myself, after I get fired, that's when I find people. So,
yeah, for me, that also happened. Yeah. And they were the most toxic humans I ever met.
They're awful
life.
People. So then I'm like, maybe that's just not a good idea for me, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I have a broken fibula and a scoot.
Scoot. Did you name it yet?
Oh, I got some really good names. I forgot that I asked people to name it.
You have to name it.
I know. I think let me find it, because I really liked one that somebody suggested. I was like, that's really good.
In Michigan.
It was Rodney. Okay, Rodney.
That's so random.
Is it? It's a knee scoop. Rodney.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. I thought it was just a man's name.
No. But I think it's a he. But then I had a whole conversation with my mom about if that's the patriarchy telling me that it's you know, it's a he, because it could be a she, because women do hard things.
Could also be a they.
It could be a they. It could be all these things. So
they could feel non-binary.
Yeah.
They don't care about those gender norms and societal standards.
I know. So that's, you know, having just,
and that's
real
how
hard.
I feel with my golf cart. So I was in Michigan. I only asked because I was in Michigan last week, and the house I was staying at had a golf cart you could rent, and the golf cart's name was Boop, and that's the freaking cutest name for a golf cart I've ever heard in my life.
Because it goes boop,
boop. Because when it backs up, it goes boop, boop.
It doesn't beep.
Well, it's Boop. That's her name.
Oh, okay.
Or their name. I feel their name. Boop is kind of it doesn't have a gender. It's genderless.
Oh, okay. Wait. So I got Steve, Deborah, Wyona, Stella, Niecy Nash, Cynthia, Neil, Scoots McTouche, Scarlett the Scooter, Rodney, Tutti Frutti the Scooty, Scoots.
I love Tutti Frutti the Scooty.
Francesca, Brittany.
Okay.
Alfred, Brittany. Espresso, Optimus Prime, Escoots Me, and Jazzy.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. I think you should name it a funny name because that's like a boat. Like boat names are always so funny.
Yeah, and boat. Why are boats she?
Well, boats are she because if they sink, you can blame it on women. I'm literally, I think that is the reason.
Yeah. That's how.
That's why nature is she. Yeah. That's why there is like a whole thing. Like in, if you look at like things that, or like why sirens are women and, the fates.
Everybody wants me to decorate it and like decorate my boot. Like
that for me, I think, well, that just takes me to an Anna Delvey place and it's a dark space for
me. It's a dark space. It takes me to, I don't want to cause more attention to the unchic things that I like my new.
I don't think it's unchic. It's just, it is what it is. It's not unchic.
I don't think I want to put a shit ton of bows or rhinestones on my boot and my scoot.
That's fair. I don't. It, also, you're not going to have it very long.
You know, just 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, that's a short amount of time.
It feels like forever.
Well, of course, because you're in the middle of it.
Yeah. And I was so excited for boot season. And I was like, well, as soon as I get this boot off, I can wear my boots. And then I realized I'm not going to be able to wear my heeled boots right after I get out of this boot.
Probably not. Here's the thing, though. You are lucky that you live here because Chicago will be cold until April or May. So you're so you have tons of time.
I know, but yeah. So
you just get to be excited about boot season for longer. The rest of us will be over it and we'll be ready for sandals. Yeah. And you'll be excited about boots and that's exciting.
That's so exciting.
That's excited for you.
Yeah. So that's my update. It's real fun. Yours, I think, is going to be more exciting because it is about dating. More lighthearted, if we will.
Lighthearted.
Yeah. More important.
I don't think that's more important. I think it's just more pertinent to the topic that we talked about.
Yeah. Okay.
However, I think your news was more important. It's officially fall, and that means sweater weather is coming.
And you know that pairs perfectly with savory fall foods, but with our busy schedules, sometimes it's hard to take the time to make the foods we want to be eating.
That's where Factor comes in. Their chefs do the shopping and the chopping to bring you fresh, never frozen, fully cooked meals right to your doorstep. All you have to do is heat and eat.
When it comes to meals, everyone wants the same thing. Options. That's why Factor offers 35 wholesome meals every week, so you'll always find something you love that suits your lifestyle.
And there's more to Factor than just lunches and dinners. From easy breakfasts and smoothies to delectable midnight snacks, Factor has over 60 plus add-ons to keep you fueled and focused 24/7. And with a plethora of flavors, you'll never get bored.
This fall, you've got a lot going on outside of the kitchen. Keep your plans and turn to Factor. They deliver fresh, nutritious, chef-prepared meals ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Head to factormeals.com/swipefat50 and use code swipefat50 to get 50% off your first month and 20% off your next month. That's code swipefat50 at factormeals.com/swipefat50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next. I don't know about you, but when I have my period, I am a super bloated and all I want are some fries.
Yeah, I have so many cravings. I'm down. My body just feels off. I feel so uncomfortable.
Are you sometimes not able to sleep?
Always. Like, it's, I thought I was the only one that dealt with that. What do you, wait, you don't sleep too?
Yeah.
I'm up all the time. I thought it was just my cortisol levels. I've heard about hormone harmony, which can help eliminate some of the things we feel when we're PMSing.
Yeah, I'm actually trying it right now. And I really like it because it contains science-backed herbal extracts called aptogens. Now, here's the beauty about aptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout your life.
So hormone harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But if you are struggling with menopause or perimenopause symptoms that put your life on hold, like hot flashes, racing thoughts and low moods, or poor sleep like we suffer from, Hormone Harmony can help with any of those things.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and it's third-party tested.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code... Swipe Fat at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWIPETHAT for 15% off today.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
I met a person IRL.
Where?
So
when
I
give me all the details.
I was okay, so there's this company in Chicago called Meet IRL. They were putting on an event close to my house.
And I thought we gave up on those.
Well, it was near my house. That's why I decided to go.
Okay, well, like two episodes honestly, ago, you like, were done.
Yeah, because I went to one and I didn't love like the people I met and it was fine. I still don't think they're like a bad thing. It was just like I needed a break from them.
Okay.
So I went and I brought my friend and I were already like gonna be somewhere nearby. And so I was like, why don't we just pop in? The tickets were sold out and I was like, can I just like grab two? Mm-hmm. Because it's literally down the street for me.
Yeah.
And why not? And mm-hmm. It was a bigger one too. It was like a big mixer of like 200 people. That's so I was like,
people.
Yeah. And I think that's the one I had the most success at the first time.
Mm.
And I feel like the smaller ones for me are usually, you need more humans.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people have a specific type, right? And if you give me a bigger pool, I might fit in there, somewhere in there.
Can I ask, I mean, we're going to get to, you know, what happened there. But can I ask, like, what the range of kind of men are like there? Because another person we know who works there told me that he thought the clientele was weird.
So I think for this one, it was definitely a
mixed bag.
I wouldn't say weird. It was just a like definitely like a cast of characters.
Uh-huh.
And like I met some cool people and I met some people that were definitely Trumpers. And then I met some people who were wanted to talk about, I don't know. There was like, it was just a cast of characters.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was like bad or good. It was just like a cast of characters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time I've been to one that has felt that way.
Okay.
So I don't think that's the norm.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were there for maybe like an hour. And also it started raining. So I was kind of like, I want to go back mm-hmm. downstairs because my hair is getting ruined. And it takes so much time
to
shoot.
Yeah, we got to protect the hair at all costs.
To do this gob of hair. And, you know, upstairs, it was on the roof. So it was like, you know, there's not a lot of space to like mm-hmm. be protected up there. So I was like, let's go back downstairs. And as we were leaving... the owner of the company, of the dating company, mm-hmm. asked if I would do a video that they would like put online
mm-hmm.
and give like tips on how to come to these. Because a lot of people get nervous about going.
Yeah.
So it was just like three questions, like tips or whatever. And the guy who was interviewing was like this cute guy. And so like people who work these things. Are usually also single and like there to mingle too. But I like forget about that because I'm like, well, you work here and you're probably like,
you're working.
Yeah. Like I'm not even like thinking about it. So he interviews me. I wasn't like, ooh, chemistry. But my friend afterwards was like, he seemed really nervous. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe he like.
This was his first time.
Yeah. But I saw him do a few others and she was like, no, he was like definitely different with you. And I was like, okay, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to go downstairs and I'm going to have the rest of my wine where my hair is not getting ruined. And she was like, okay, let's go. And then I just hear someone scream my name and I was like, what? What happened? And it was him being like, hey, like, I just wanted to give you my number.
Mm.
So he gave me his number. And then we've been like texting. He was really busy and then I was gone mm-hmm. and you know, like then he was busy again. So we're finally going on a date on Monday. Now, here's the age old question.
Okay.
How young is too young?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I didn't know how old he was and I asked the person who owns it. Yeah, she was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's like, here, I'm gonna guess this. Mm-hmm. She was wrong. He was younger than that. And then he said he had a roommate, and I was like, okay.
Like, I will say that one of my friends who is now living with her boyfriend, he had a roommate, and like, and that's just a very guy thing. And this, yeah, and this guy, like, now they're together, and he, like, planned a surprise birthday party for her and, like, all things.
I don't think any of that's bad. I just think, like, I didn't know his age. So I'm, like, deducing a bunch of things, and I'm like, okay, he's young. So he's 28.
Okay. That was going to be, I was going to say, is he under 28?
I just think 10 years is a lot of years. And
so you don't think it's a lot of years for me, but you think it's a lot of years for you?
I think there's a difference in where people are, mm-hmm, in a Venn diagram.
Okay.
And I think 40 is when it starts to get a little dicey. Things start changing and your priorities are different. And also, like, where you are financially is different, mm-hmm, where you are, like,
does he have a problem with experience being almost
40? Wise, no. He was like, I think I'm more concerned if we, like, vibe in person. And I agree, because, mm-hmm, I think a lot of the things that are issues go away as long as you like the person and your values align, mm-hmm, for what you want for the future. And I think that's sort of where I'm living with right now, where I'm like, I'm not sure if that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
But I won't know until I go on the date, obviously. But I think, mm-hmm, that's what I'm sort of like.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand, like, that.
Are you ready for a serious relationship? Mm-hmm. One but that, like, I think you have to... in a, like, being together.
Yeah. So I will say, outside of big cities, most people are married with children by 28.
Yeah, I realize
and so,
that.
And I think there's a lot of people in the city who are 28 and married. So I think, like, it's just, I don't think his age is the, but I think, like, it's,
I think it's the more of the, like, shorter timeline for things, mm-hmm, you know? Like, if I was also 28,
yeah,
this would be great, because there'd be, like, we could date for 5 years and that'd be fine, and we could do this slow and that would be great. But, mm-hmm, I think, if I still want the option to have children, which I do want that to be on the table, mm-hmm, then this timeline has to be sped up.
Yeah,
because we've only got so many years here.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's more knowing if he's, like, his intentions, but I think, like, also, like, yeah, your timeline sped up, but I think even if you met a 35 to 40 year old, you're not going to be getting married and popping out a baby within 2 years, because you won't even know him. And, you know,
I think that's what happens, though. I know most people I know who get married at this, like, who are doing things at this juncture and this age, it's usually pretty fast. And I do think that that makes sense to me, because we are, like,
It does make sense, but also you need time to know somebody.
Sure.
To trust them.
Yeah. I just don't think I'd be able, I'm going to have a baby at 45.
Yeah. No, I know.
So that's the issue.
Yeah. No, it's realistic.
I also think we've talked about this a lot, but with men, but it's like, if they're not in a place where they feel, like, secure financially, mm-hmm, or with their job, like, they're not going to be ready, you know, to, like, launch. Yeah. And that is also, like,
You have a lot of preconceived notions about him, so.
I have preconceived notions about his age and what he would want based on that age.
Yeah.
I don't have any preconceived notions about what he's like. He's really great. Like, he's very nice. He's very, like, conscientious. He's, like, very, like, sweet.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common. But I think there's this, like, when he says some, like, he would say some, like, stuff, and I'd be like, you're young. There's, there's no way that you're not
young. Now, how are you going to approach this date? Are you going to go in there and, like, see if you vibe and then maybe ask questions? Or are you going to, like, just jump in with questions?
Well, I think we have to see if we get along.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if we don't get along. Like, we have to, like, decide if we get along.
Yeah.
I think there's still this, like, if we can make it past three dates and we still like each other, then I think, like, you talk about that stuff more. Mm-hmm. I think it's, like...
Okay, so you're going to go into it with normal, like, normal timeline of, like, getting into those conversations.
It's yeah,
like,
of course.
These are date conversations.
If it comes up naturally, which I think it might because he likes to talk about pretty serious stuff, then fine. And, you know, like, whatever. He's the one who brought up the age thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm gonna guess that... Penny, who owns Meet IRL, told him how old I was because it was like a conversation after they had a party. Mm. And he was like, I don't know if like me being 28 is going to be a problem. And I was like, I don't know if it's a problem for me, but me being 39 might be a problem for you.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't think so. I was like, okay. But he was like, but I thought you were like 32.
Yeah.
So it's also like. Okay, so you were going in this, though, thinking that I was that a lot younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides the major life things, you didn't live a much younger life. Besides the timeline things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, in theory... Yeah, I think it's, again, I don't think it's, like, that big an issue. I wish I wasn't, like, about to turn 40. Because it's sort of, like, if I were 38, this would be a lot bigger. This would be less of an issue.
Yeah. And, like, you don't, and because you're intentionally dating, it's not like you can just, well, it's going to be a fun time. Like, you know.
Yeah. I think you just get into dicey situations that way.
Yeah, you do.
Because it would be, like, a situationship. It wouldn't be, like.
And who wants, we don't want another situationship.
No, because then you like fall in love and you're like, whoops.
Yeah.
Now I really like you, but like we don't want the same things.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's like, you know, a month.
Yeah. Then you can like.
Mm-hmm. If as long as the first date goes well. Yeah. I mean, obviously.
It could crash and burn. Like I don't hope that for you, but like, you know, we could be overthinking.
Yeah. 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 I'm not. I don't think I am, like, I'm definitely not overthinking it. I'm not, like, thinking about it a lot. But when he told me 28, I was like, because I was like, that's, even 30 would feel better. I don't know why being in 20s just feels like you're just not ready.
Yeah.
And he just, like, moved here. I feel like it's like you're kind of, like,
he's in transition.
Getting settled and, like, you're not, you know, it's like two different phases. So I think, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
Maybe he knows what he wants and like he's ready to be a husband and father. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, we have a friend who's they're 32 and like they met before he was 30 and that's what he was.
I had a lot of friends. I'm not saying that you can't be young and have children or want to get married or whatever. I just think you have a lot more time to decide that that's what you want to do.
No, I know. But I'm saying maybe he has those, like he knows that's what he wants already. You know, he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he slutted it up a bunch in his 20s and he's.
Well, actually, one interesting thing about him is that he used to be fat.
Oh.
And he does content too. So he like made some really cool body positive content and really loved that. So we had like a whole conversation too about he was like a girl like left a date because she didn't want to be with a fat guy. And I was like, well, a guy asked me to lose weight. And, you know, so like, we've had some back and forth on that. And
that's good.
Yeah, I think like I love that he like understands that part and like already. So you're kind of like, that's nice. Like you don't even like, you know, he's been fat. He's been not fat. Like I think he, you know, he understands like how to talk about it.
And if
it
you guys
not
are
be
having
embarrassing
those conversations, he's not one of those like internalized fat phobia.
No,
guys.
He's very body positive. He's very body positive. Mm-hmm. He was like, I love my body this way. I love my body this way. Like, you know, both are great.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We do fuck, marry, kills all the time. Love that. Mm. Like, he's fun. Like, he's nice. Bantery. Like, yeah, he has got good banter. Like, he's just an interesting dude so far. We'll see.
And he's been communicating with you this whole time.
Mm-hmm. And that, not in a weird way.
And that's a step up from the last guy.
I don't even know what the last guy was.
The one who couldn't communicate.
All of them?
Oh, well, all of them. But the tour manager one.
Oh, right. I already forgot about him.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. He was, bye, you sir. Know? Yeah, bye. Ta-ta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, it's just nice to... It's nice to have somebody to talk to, too.
Yeah, for sure. Either way, I think he could, like, turn out to be, you know, a friend. Because he's... Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out. But, I don't know. He's also, like, very... Like, he's very complimentary, which is nice. Love that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Golden, like, so, golden retriever vibes?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know him well enough. We'll see.
Yeah. That's true.
No, just, like, a lot of, like, I don't know, like, little things. I don't know
but
how
not,
to describe
like,
it.
In a... Not like in a like in an always agreeable way, I guess.
I guess I'm trying to say, like, not in a I just want to fuck you way.
Okay, okay.
Like, complimentary about, like, things I'm wearing or, like, if my eye, like, my eyes or something, but it's never, like, gross.
Okay.
Like, sometimes people take it, like, too far.
Too far. Or, like, I'm thinking, like, the person who, like, you know, like, everything is great that you're doing. You know, like, not that way either.
No, this is more about, like, my appearance, not, okay, like, my, like, accomplishments or anything.
So he thinks you're pretty.
Yeah, I guess that happens when you meet IRL. there's, like, no question there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love that for you.
Yeah. So we'll see. We're having a little ice cream date.
Ooh, okay. What's going to be your ice cream order? How do you go about this?
Well, we're going to a place that has sundae, so I'm definitely getting a sundae. But I'm going to see if he wants to share, because those are huge.
Okay.
The place we're going. They're massive.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he likes the same stuff as me, or I will die.
You're going to share on a first date? You're going to swap spit on the first date before kissing?
Well, they're huge. They're the ones that, so we're going to Margie's, the one that's like they're the huge shells. Mm-hmm. Basically, you can eat on two different sides.
And then you'll just leave the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a sliver?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
I don't think that's crazy.
No, it's not.
I want a turtle sundae. I just don't want a full turtle sundae.
I don't blame you. Those things are giant.
They're huge.
I've actually never been there. I've only seen them online.
What?
I know. I've never been.
It's an iconic restaurant.
I know. I know. Maybe I'll go on a date there one day. Maybe not, though, because I will immediately get sick after. Me and sugar and dairy, we don't do well. No sex is happening after a Margie's date.
Shoot.
But it's a good first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's maybe a first date. First date. Do they have non-dairy options?
I'll ask. But I doubt it. This place has been around since, like, the 20s.
someplace I also want to go, and I was going to see if you wanted to go. I know we're still supposed to go to Cheesecake Factory. Like, we've been talking about that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But also, like, what if we, like, get a couple of girls together, and we get on the train, and we go to Chili's?
Okay. First of all, I'm not getting on a train to go to Chili's. Someone is driving me there. I'm not. How am I getting to? What Chili's are we going to that's near a train station?
Evanston.
Hmm.
It's right off the train line.
Suspicious.
That's true. I think it's the purple line.
Here's the thing. I want to go to a Chili's that's in a mall. A mall complex.
It's a shopping center.
In the middle of nowhere. That's how you appropriately have Chili's.
Okay.
I would go to the one in the city, and it did the trick, but it wasn't the same experience.
There's one in the city?
There used to be. It closed.
Oh.
It was in River North. It was great.
Well, the Evanston one is the closest one I found. So, but if we can get convince somebody with a car to drive us.
We can definitely convince someone with a car to drive us. And they have to take us to the suburbs. And it has to be in a complex where there's like a Target.
Yeah.
And there's also like a Longhorn Steakhouse. Ooh. And there's like a Chipotle and a Potbelly's nearby. Mm-hmm. And it's just that's middle America. And that's how you experience Chili's. It's also how you should experience Cheesecake Factory.
If only we could do both. We can't.
No, you die. No, you need to Cheesecake Factory. You need to like fast.
Yeah.
You need to go in.
I'll break my fast with an Cheesecake Factory.
With an empty tummy.
Yeah.
And you just devour the whole menu because there's so many options. And they have so many appetizers that you need to have. And then you have to save room for cheesecake. I'm not going to have any, but you have to.
Why won't you and have any?
Because I don't like cheesecake.
So what's the point of Cheesecake Factory if you're not going to eat
the food?
The food
is good. The food's good. I'm saying you have to have the cheesecake.
Okay.
It's a huge thing of cheesecake, though. That is the biggest piece of cheesecake I've ever
seen
in my life.
I've seen it online. It's big.
It's very
maybe
large.
I take that to go, you know?
No, you have to eat it there, at least one bite. And then you take the rest to go.
Okay.
If you're going to go there, you have to have one bite of cheesecake.
Okay. And they have all the different kind of flavors, right?
So many.
So many. Yeah.
They have one that's like Snickers and it's good. And like a Butterfinger.
Or like a Turtle.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Mm-hmm. Like you can get any kind of cheesecake you want.
Okay. Well, I've been really craving Chili's, so if we could go to Chili's before Cheesecake Factory, that would be sick.
I used to have it delivered to my home.
I've
also
thought about
sometimes
having it delivered.
I have TGI Fridays cravings, and I've ordered TGI Fridays.
They're green bean fries. Because
they have one in River North.
Yeah, they're green bean fries. Yeah.
I've never had those, but I like their chicken fingers real good.
I've never had their chicken fingers, but I like their green bean fries.
I'm going to tell you right now that if you have it, I'm going to assume you're not going to like their... It's like something that I liked in childhood, you know, like they're good. Mm-hmm. Are they exemplary? Probably not. So if you go in, get your normal order. Don't take my word for it.
I don't have. Oh, you're talking to the people. I was going to say I don't have a normal order.
At TGI Fridays?
I haven't been in 10 plus years.
Mm.
15 years.
TGI Fridays is where my friends and I hung out in high school.
It was Applebee's for us in, like, college. Applebee's was our big one, but, like, Chili's sometimes.
Chili's was our college one.
Yeah. Applebee's was our college. Two for one.
But it was far
Long
away,
Island.
So we didn't have to drive.
Oh, no. Ours, walking distance.
East Coast is, like, diner culture is such a big thing. It was, like, everyone went to diners.
That was late night.
I don't know how to describe Connecticut diners.
Like, are they, like, Waffle Houses?
Mm-mm. They're like fancier.
Oh, like, okay.
They're like nice and they have everything like a TGI Fridays would or like a Chili's, you know?
Did you guys have Perkins?
No, and it's nicer than that. So I'm saying it's like a step above.
Yeah.
Perkins is my sister's favorite, but it's like a step above diners in Connecticut where we were anyway. We're like really nice. Mm. And they usually closed like at night, late night. Like they weren't open. It was like a family establishment.
Okay.
It was like where you went after church.
Like a First Watch.
Sure. Closer
but like,
to that.
But I'm like a closer to a First Watch.
Yeah.
Because like in college you were nice either a First Watch girl or you were a Cracker Barrel girl.
Okay.
I was not a Cracker Barrel girl.
Also, like Connecticut doesn't have as many chains. Mm. So like
Florida
everything
has
was
hella
like,
chains.
Right. Everything was like family owned. Except for like Joe's, which I don't even know. I've never even seen one outside of Connecticut. But I've heard it's like American Joe's, something like that.
Never heard
of it.
Now
I have to Google it. Mm. It probably doesn't exist anymore. Joe's Fairfield, Connecticut. Oh yeah, it's gone. Oh, 2020.
Yeah.
Joe's American Bar and Grill. That was like the fancy place.
Yeah.
But it was basically like a nicer Chili's.
Or when I was feeling healthy, we'd go to Jason's Deli. and McAllister's.
I've never been there, actually. I've been to McAllister's. I've never been to Jason's Deli.
Jason's Deli. Salad
when
bar.
Did this podcast become cream. About chain restaurants?
I'm a little hungry. I think that's why. And I wanted you to take me to Chili's.
Right.
Because nobody else...
How did we get here?
Because I don't have a lot of people in my life that would eat out of Chili's. They won't.
That makes me sound pathetic.
No. No, you just love
all the people
food.
In my life are so much more sophisticated than you.
No, you just appreciate all kind of food, you know?
Yeah, restaurant culture is my culture. I love McDonald's. I love it all. It all has a special place in my heart.
Exactly. Yeah, you will appreciate getting the triple dipper with me.
Mm-hmm.
And other people won't appreciate it as much.
Yeah. I'm glad that it's coming back, that culture, because I feel like it was casual restaurants really did a nosedive when I was working in restaurant marketing. I just remember they were all dying because fast casual was like peeped in.
Yeah. No, I would love a Chili's or something here. I don't know how to make that happen. Actually, I do know where it should happen. Texan Taco Bar. That should be a fancy Chili's.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like their food.
I know. That's why it should be a fancy Chili's.
Yeah. It's always
Chili's.
So hit or miss.
Chili's?
No, Chili's is never hit or miss. That's the whole point of a
Texan
chain
Taco
restaurant.
Bar. Oh, Texan Taco Bar. Yeah. No, I don't like their food. But if they were serving Chili's, if I could get some Southwest egg rolls... On that rooftop,
anything
I'd be happy.
Anything in egg roll form is
so
superior.
And every time I try to make them at home, I can't.
You know what? During the pandemic, I got really good at chicken buffalo ones.
That's what I tried, and then like they'd be fine.
Yeah, they do the trick in the air fryer.
Like, yeah, but not like.
Well, because you're not deep frying them.
Yeah.
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 I made the ones from CPK because those are my favorites, the BLT ones. It's like bacon, avocado, other tomato.
California Pizza Kitchen. Add it to the list.
How can... Oh, my God. I'm just like... I'm so disappointed.
Yeah. There was only one, and it was at the same mall that the Cheesecake Factory was at.
Yeah, this one also has... There's a Cheesecake Factory next to the CPK at the one in Old Orchard.
Yeah. I've had Longhorn, though. Whereas my mother and all my family, Longhorns. Longhorns. They put an S on it.
I don't think we have a ton of those here.
No.
I'm pretty sure there's one in Libertyville.
I think my mom went last night. One of their favorite restaurants.
Who makes the rolls? Because I've never had those rolls before. Everyone talks about
the Longhorn rolls.
Is that what they are? Like, they're sweet?
Oh no, you're talking Texas Roadhouse rolls. But Longhorn does have good bread. But no, Texas Roadhouse.
There's a Texas Roadhouse in Libertyville, I think. I don't know if we have Longhorn. Now that I think about
it, you only need the rolls from Texas Roadhouse. You don't need anything else.
Yeah,
but unless it's your birthday, then you can get them all to do
a
line
dance.
Here.
There's one in Skokie.
While we're talking Outback Bloomin' Onion,
I do love a Bloomin' Onion
and that brown bread.
Yeah, I worked with them once, and it was the highlight of my career.
What?
I think I'm pretty sure they paid me pennies for like four posts, but I was like, sure, if you give me a Bloomin' Onion, I'll do whatever you want. It was so early on. I made my sister drive us there. It was glorious. It was so busy in there.
We just need
everyone
people.
Was there.
We need people in our lives. We need to date people that would want to go these go on adventures and go to these places.
This guy would.
Okay.
I would tell you that right now.
You see how I brought it back to dating?
Yeah.
I brought it back.
100% would
down,
do that.
Down
also,
the
I think he's the kind of person who would like drive to go get you something that you like have a craving for. Like, he's that kind of person.
And that's the kind of person we need in our lives.
I know. Because I think I would say like, oh, I need a milkshake. And you'd be like, I'm out of here. Gotta go get it.
Or he's the kind of person who says, I'm getting this, do you want anything? And when you're like, no, I don't want anything, he still brings it to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's like a character of a human that you see on TikTok. Like, and that you're like, yeah, that doesn't exist. But I think that's who this person is.
Okay.
At least the way he's been presenting himself so far.
Yeah.
Was I also like, when we couldn't figure out a date, I was like, well, I have this thing on Thursday, but it's like a campaign. And so like, it's, you know, a dinner and whatever. It would just be the two of us, but you know, it's kind of like intense because it's for work. And I was like, but he does social media. So I was like, I know you get it. So like, I probably wouldn't be as weird, but totally up to you. And he was like, just FYI, like, I would like to pay for our first.
That is the most attractive thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah. He was like, I appreciate you giving that up as like an option, but I would prefer to pay the first time that we hang out.
That's attractive.
I want to take you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, and if things go well, then yeah, I would love to go with you.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll give him the three dates. Find out what he's doing.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I think my fears are founded, though.
No, they are. They're very valid. No, they're very valid.
Because it's, I think what it is, it's not, it's less about me like spiraling. It's more about me like being like sad that like something could like blow up before it even starts, mainly because of age gap.
Yeah.
And it's, that's what sucks, because it's not like I want to like kibosh this. Because I think like some people would probably be like, well, it's like she's looking for reasons not to date him. And it's like, it's like, that's not the thing. It's like, I'm like more that I'm sad that this could be over before it starts.
Yeah.
If we're being responsible.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like, if you decide that you're interested in him and you could see something like, you know, moving forward past casual, then you, I think for me, what would be hard, I don't think it'll be hard for you, but for me, it would be like actually setting the realistic expectations of what I want and what the actual timeline needs to be. To be like, I don't have 5 years, you know?
Right.
Which is tough.
Yeah.
Like to like verbalize that to somebody.
I also think he just seems like a kind of guy who has a plan. And if you're not,
you don't weep, you're not in the plan.
Like no veering off the plan.
Yeah.
Like I've got 5 years to like figure my shit out, you know, like that kind of thing. But I think is most guys, because like when they're ready, like if he's ready in 5 years, he'll find the person he wants to be with, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's a good guy. Like once he's ready, he'll be.
He'll be ready. Yeah. Like the TikTok of them saying that, like, a guy knows.
Yeah, the cab theory.
3 months or 6 months that he wants to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the cab theory because they're ready. That's why they know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I don't think that's like, there's nothing like wrong.
No. Yeah, you're going to have to let us know. Hopefully he'll share that ice cream with you. And if he says no, red flag. Or what if he goes, well, I want to try. Why don't we get two to try different ones?
I would love that.
Okay.
There. That would be approved.
Do we know if he's allergic to nuts? Does he have any allergies?
Probably because he's so young. They all have allergies.
So he might not even be able to have the turtle.
He might not.
Yeah. That's, I guess,
probably
something you'll...
He probably can't have walnuts.
That's something you'll learn on the first date.
Ugh. A life without walnuts.
So sad.